It's good to be back. We are actually in troubled times. When you think about next week, what's going to happen with Brexit? What about Amazon with the fire that's going on? What about global warming? I could have a long list. I think we are so immune to all the problems in our life, all the troubles, that we think is part of normal life. The world seems to be crumbling around us, but we seem to be so immune to it because it's like a normal life. This is exactly what is happening here in chapter 14 of John's Gospel. The apostles were actually feeling so uncertain about themselves. They were on a kind of a roller coaster of emotions. It began with Jesus, you remember, coming into Jerusalem, and the people were just waving and saying, "Hosanna to the King." The word Hosanna means, "Please deliver us. Please save us." So they were actually hoping that Jesus was going to the person who was going to deliver them. And the word Hosanna means deliver us. Deliver us from the yoke of the Romans. But Jesus had not come to establish an earthly kingdom. He didn't want a crown. The miracle worker was coming to offer himself as a sacrifice for our salvation. They were here in the upper room and they were eating the Passover meals. And there was a time when Judas was going to betray him. He was going to be confronted with the cross. Yet Jesus was trying to comfort them. Have we a problem in ourselves, in our homes? Some may be losing their job. Some may be lonely and depressed. But Jesus tells us, "Let not your heart be troubled." In these verses from 1 to 6, Jesus is saying to the apostles and to us, first of all, trust in my presence. Secondly, trust in my promises. And thirdly, trust in my person. Trust in my presence. Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus is saying, trust in God. Trust in Him and trust in me. And Thomas said, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my fingers in him, I will not believe it." And Jesus says to him, "Thomas, you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." You see, Jesus' presence is here with us. When we come into church, when we read the Holy Word, when we sing His praises, He's here with us. We often say we go to the market, we go to the theater. Do we say we go to church? No. We come to church. We come into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Here we come into the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. Life is temporary. This building is temporary. The church, Jesus said, on this rock I will build my church. That church has for over 1,000 years become a worldwide church. You see, everything in us is temporary. The church is not an organization. It's not a society. It is the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ here with us. There's a story about a mother who put her children to bed, and after tucking them to sleep, she bid them good night and say, "Now I can have some time for myself," the mother said. And she went to the bathroom, she had a shower, she washed her hair, and then she put on a robe, and then she put a towel on her head, and she put on some white moisturizer. And then she heard a commotion in the room, and she went in there and just opened the room, and the two boys were having a pillow fight. Then he says, "You get right into bed," and he turned off the light and he slammed the door, and the two boys were like, "Who was that?" You see, she had dressed so much that they didn't know who she was. It's important that we know that the Lord is here in His presence. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He said, "Lo, I am with you, even unto the end of the world." A promise that He will never leave us, nor forsake us. Trust in His presence. Next, Jesus says, "Trust in my promises." What does He say? "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, ye may be also." God gave that promise both in the Old Testament and New Testament. He promised the Israelites a land of milk and honey. And finally, He promised them a Messiah, the Anointed One. When Jesus asked them, "Who do you say that I am?" "You are the Anointed One, the living God." That's what we are. Trust in His presence. When the Bible says, "In my Father's house are many mansions," He's indicating that the house of God is a vast place. In my Father's house, it is a home. It's a kingdom of God has been established. For Christ came and said, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." When we partake of the Holy Communion, Jesus said, "Eat this bread and this cup, and you will remember the Lord's death until He comes." Yes, He is coming again. Jesus was crucified, He is risen, and He will come again. Trust in His promises. "I will take you to my Father's house. You will be part of the family. In my Father's house are many mansions." The word "mansion" in the Greek word means a dwelling place. You see, in Jesus' time, in the Eastern custom, that when a son gets married, he comes back to the home, and the father adds another room into the house. Then another son gets married, and he marries another house. So this house becomes bigger and bigger. And so this image is, in my father's house are many mansions, are many dwelling places. I am coming back to take you so that you may know where I am. Do not be discouraged. Do not be faint-hearted. Jesus is establishing the relationship with him. Marriott Anderson, the great singer, the great Afro-American singer, was once asked, "What is the memorable moment of your life?" And Marriott Anderson said, she didn't say about the times she sang before the president. She even sang before the king and queen of England. She didn't even mention about the 776,000 people that she sang in Washington, D.C. What was the memorable time of Marian Anderson? She said, "When I came home to my mother, I said, 'Mama, you don't have to take in the laundry anymore.'" That's the memorable time of her life. This was her humility. This is the presence of God. We are there already. Our citizenship is in heaven. When you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, your name is written in the book of life. Our Savior is here. Our inheritance is here. He says, "Trust. Trust my promises. In my Father's house are many mansions. I will come prepare a place for you. And if I prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also." Thirdly, he says, "Trust my person. And whether I go, ye know, and ye know." But Thomas said, "Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way?" We do not know where you're going. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Trust my person." Do we have problems in our lives? Are we troubled? Are we worried? Are we anxious? Are we confused? Trust in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have a relationship with him. The story is told of a soldier who returned from war. His parents were socialites, very well-to-do. It was near Christmas, and the parents were going to parties. Just then the phone rang, and it was their son on the phone. And the son said, "Mom, I'm back in the country." "Oh," she said, "that's wonderful. Where are you? Will you be home for Christmas? Can you come here in time for the parties? Everybody will love to see you." And the son said, "Yes, I can be home for Christmas. But I want to ask you something first." "What is it?" she said. "Mom, I have a friend with me from the war. Can he come as well?" "Oh, of course he can come. Bring him along." He'll enjoy the parties here. Wait a moment, Mum, he said. I need to explain something about him. He is terribly wounded. He has lost both legs and one arm. His face is disfigured too. There was a silence on the phone. Then Mum said, that's all right. Bring him home a few days. No, Mum, said the boy, you don't understand. He has nowhere to live. He has no one else. I want to bring him home and let our home be his home. There was quiet. Then she said, son, that won't do. What you are asking would be very unfair to us. It would disrupt all our lives. There are other government agencies that can take care of him. But you'll just hurry home for Christmas. And maybe you can visit your friend once a while. Well, darlings, we have to rush off to a party now. Call us when you come back. And goodbye, said the mother. You see, when the parents came home from the party that night, there was an urgent call from the police. They telephoned and they said, the officer said, I'm sorry to call you, but we just found a young soldier dead in a motel room. His face is covered. He has lost both legs and one arm. And from the documents, it will appear he is your son. The parents have lost their relationship with their son. Jesus said, trust my person. He speaks of a future that he's going to prepare for us. The future destiny is in the Father's home. And he is going to prepare a place for us, no matter who we are. How did he prepare a place for us? By dying in our place. For he appeased the wrath of God. By shedding his blood, he atoned for us. He's going to the cross to prepare a place for us. And whither I go, you do not know. It will prepare that Christ is preparing his disciples after all these 3 years. He is preparing himself for the perfect sacrifice that we can be reconciled to God once again. Thomas raised the question, how can we know where you go? There was frustration, confusion amongst them. Sometimes we have that same confusion as Thomas. We wonder where we are. You see, it is not anger or exasperation. Thomas could not understand when he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Here is a personal reply to Thomas and to all of us. It is our relationship with Jesus Christ. Only in Christ will our hearts have peace and not be troubled. Only in Christ will we find meaning in life. Answers to the problems that we face. Only in Christ will we find the way to God. The answer is in relationship. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. The way is the intimate knowledge of God the Father. Jesus Christ came from the Father and is returning to the Father. He is the way. We have sinned. We have estranged ourselves from God. And the only way is reconciliation with God through Christ. For he is the way. Only through the blood of Christ that the way is open to us. The blood of Christ shed on the cross, atoned for our sins, has opened the way for us. The veil of the temple was rent in two. It is finished. It is accomplished. The truth. What is truth? Many people are asking the same question. The reality of the world in which we live is that many people do not know what is the truth. I am the truth, Jesus said. He is the truth about God the Father, because he and the Father are one. He is the truth, for he took on our humanity. He taught the kingdom of God and offered himself as a sacrifice for each one of us, that we are once again reconciled, sanctified. You see, truth is in a person. It's not an idea. He is full of grace and truth. He expresses truth in everything he said and did. He spoke words of truth and set us free from bondages, from the grip of sin, from despair, from sickness. He set us free to love in a way that is pleasing to God. In him was life, and that life was the light of all people. Yes, the way, the truth, and the life. For he alone is life, because he alone is not subject to death, but made death subject to him. You see, life in Jesus Christ is not cheap. He offered his own life on the cross. No man cometh to the Father but by me, he said. There are many in the Christian church who would reject this. They couldn't even understand it. But in him, we have life, everlasting life. We can identify ourselves with the disciples at this time, for they were very troubled. They were distressed. Which way? Where is God? He was going away. Jesus did not abandon the disciples. He went to the cross to prepare a place for them in the Father's house. I am the way, the truth, and the life. This is the way it will be for each one of us. We may sometimes take a different way and think that we can go our own way. But in him is the only way, the truth, and the life. He did not leave the disciples to make their own way. He showed them the way. He is the good shepherd. He leads and he guides each one of us. You see, it is clear that the disciples are very distressed at the thought of Jesus leaving them. Yet he comforts them. The disciples and ourselves must learn to trust him. In the minutes of this reassurance, we find promise that Jesus gave to his disciples. They will not be separated from him for all who trust in him. Firstly, he says, whatever your burdens are, whatever your problems are, the solution is to trust in his presence. I will never leave you. Lo, I am with you to the ends of the world. You believe in God, believe also in me. Trust in his presence. Next, trust in his promises. When everything seems dark and gloomy, when everything seems to be falling apart, remember his promises. I go to prepare a place for you, and that where I am, there he may be also. Thirdly, he says, trust in my person. When you are lost, when you have gone astray, I will take you by the hand and lead you to my Father's house. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Today Jesus waits upon each one of us. What is our response to his promise? I am the way, the truth, and the life.